Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, the Scott Peterson jury got it right. The verdict is in, guilty. Scott Peterson is guilty of murdering his wife and his unborn child, Connor. And I'm thankful for the jurors for coming to that verdict. It doesn't mean that the system works. It doesn't mean the system works. The system is broken. And even a broken clock is right twice a day. So the system is broken. And even when I have a victory in court, when I win and the media comes to me and they ask the stupidest of all questions, normally, they ask people after they win in court, they come and they say, so do you consider that a victory? Now, why do reporters always ask that question? Because they're lazy and they don't think of a good question. So they just ask that. It just comes out of their mouth. So, Mr. Enyart, do you consider that a victory? And my answer always has been, and it's been reported too in the local papers, my answer always has been, no, it's not a victory. It's a random event in a mindless system. It's not a victory. And I'm not going to say, see, the system works, because the system is broken. And even a broken clock is right twice a day. But I am thankful to the jurors, and I'm thankful to God that Scott Peterson has been convicted. Now, also, we have a press release here regarding, well, we're sending this out to media around the country and especially in Arkansas of our protest we're taking to Little Rock this week, and this week coming. And boy, is it going to be exciting. So I'll bring this press release to you. But first, I want to remind those of you who live in Denver that tonight's the night. Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship. There should be about 100 people out for their monthly meeting. They've invited me to be the speaker tonight, and the talk is titled Age of the Earth Showdown. It's a debriefing, a report on the debate with Denver's Reasons to Believe. Now, that group, they're old earth Christians called Progressive Creationism. They believe that God created the universe 15 billion years ago or so, and the earth is billions of years old, and they believe in the Big Bang. So we debated with that group in a formal debate, and we also then I presented the young earth position and rebutting their old earth arguments at their monthly meeting a few weeks ago on a Saturday morning, and it went extremely well. And so we are going to give a report on our ongoing debate with the Denver Old Earthers. And I'm going to give my presentation. And also, for everyone who comes, you're going to get a CD, if you want one, a really neat CD that has my PowerPoint presentation, what, about 50 slides or so, on, you know, mostly science and some biblical material showing that we don't have an old earth, but we have a young earth, and the script for the presentation and notes and references to back it up. It's all on that CD. So you get that for free and refreshments. So come on out tonight, 7 o'clock. That's at Holly Hills Bible Church, 2400 South Holly Street in Denver. If you go to our website, kgov.com, there's a link to this event tonight at Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship, and we're just going to have a great time. So come on out. I could use the moral support, and I think you'll enjoy yourself. All right. Now, to the press release. Our producer, Ray Graybar, he also stands in as our public relations guy. Everybody involved with Bob Enyart Live wears multiple hats. So Ray is general. He's the all-around. He's the mechanic whenever any BEL vehicles break down. Ray is the mechanic, the producer, the senior producer, executive producer. We debate that. He's the mechanic, the executive producer, and the PR guy, the public relations guy. Okay, so here we go. For immediate release, Clinton rapist protesters now hitting their 144th city, Little Rock. And the subtitle, Clinton's rape of Juanita Broderick, and then we quote the Wall Street Journal, quote, was an event that in fact took place, unquote, Wall Street Journal, February 19th, 1999. And now for the press release. By the way, our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. As announced 2 years ago on the Drudge Report, on Drudge Report Radio, shadowgov.com, that's one of our sister websites. We've got kgov.com, kgov.com, theologyonline.com, and shadowgov.com. Shadowgov.com is bringing their Clinton rapist protest to Little Rock, Arkansas, as promised 2 years ago on Drudge Report Radio, for the opening of the Clinton Presidential Center. We have conducted Clinton rapist protest in 143 cities, from Auckland, New Zealand, to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, following the former president to dozens of cities. The protesters seek to expose the executive privilege of liberal politicians. As president, Bill Clinton's executive privilege allowed him to sexually harass and assault women. And the vast majority of the nation's media refused to seriously report or consider the compelling evidence that surfaced through FBI interviews of Clinton's rape of Juanita Broderick. Also, the former president has paid for sex with taxpayer money by arranging for government jobs to be given to women as reward for providing Bill Clinton with sex and to keep them quiet. For example, Jennifer Flowers was hired by the state government in Arkansas in payment for her sexual affair with Bill Clinton, which, to add insult to taxpayer injury, also displaced a female black applicant who was actually qualified for the position that was given to Jennifer Flowers. And UN Ambassador Bill Richardson offered intern Monica Lewinsky a position at the United Nations, not based upon her qualifications, but as taxpayer-funded hush money. Lewinsky was even offered a job at the Pentagon. Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary, has systematically worked to destroy the reputations of the women victimized by her husband. Thus, Democratic leaders supposedly... Now, you got that? Hillary has systematically worked to destroy the reputations of the women victimized by her husband. You know, they never forgive the ones they hurt. Remember that. That's an Italian saying. They never forgive the ones they hurt. Think about that. Tuck that away in the recesses of your mind, and you'll see how many times a month that comes in handy. They never forgive the ones they hurt. So Hillary has systematically worked to destroy the reputations of the women victimized by her husband. Thus, Democratic leaders supposedly advancing feminism have actually set back the cause of respect for women. Liberals caused a national uproar over allegations that Clarence Thomas told dirty jokes to Anita Hill, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, to subordinate Anita Hill. Yet in a display of hypocrisy, as a community, they refused to give Juanita Broderick the dignity of an honest assessment of her far more serious allegation. All right, now I'm going to continue with this, but first we'll take a call on the Scott Peterson verdict, 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to Denver. Roland, speak your mind.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Howdy.
Hi, in light of the recent the verdict was handed down not too long ago.
Yeah. It became public an hour ago.
Yeah, Scott Peterson is charged with second-degree murder of his unborn baby.
Yeah.
So what does that tell the courts now and us as pro-lifers?
Yeah, that's a good point. Right. The baby is a baby. You know, even pro-aborts, when they're pregnant and getting ready to, you know, say they're four, say a pro-abort, a woman who works at an abortion mill, is 4 months pregnant, and her mother calls her up. She doesn't say, "Hi, honey, how's the tumor?" Or, "Hi, honey, how's the POC, the products of conception?" She doesn't say that. She doesn't say, "Hi, honey, how's the growth?" But even Federico Pena, the former mayor of Denver, mm-hmm. when his wife was pregnant and they went to see the ultrasound, I think the baby was 12 weeks old, yeah. and he said it was awesome to see that little baby. That's what he said, and he's a pro-abort.
Right. Well, can this verdict now set a precedent?
We should use it as a moral precedent.
Right.
But legally, our law has been utterly contradictory ever since the Republican Supreme Court said that you have a right to kill a baby at any stage up to all 9 months for pretty much any reason.
But yeah, Scott Peterson's being charged. He's guilty of second-degree murder
yeah.
of an unborn child.
Yeah. Now, Scott Peterson, you know, in some cases, like remember Jeffrey Dahmer, he's a homosexual who raped and murdered and ate 13 other homosexuals.
Right.
And he went to prison and he was beat to death.
Right.
See, the system works. See, the system works. And I don't advocate prisoners beating to death convicted murderers, but who am I to impose my morality on other people?
Well, morality is going to be legislated.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Whether people realize it or not.
Thank you, Roland,
thank
so much.
You. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. 1-800-836-9278. Okay, so the press release, it's a one-page press release. We're halfway through it already. The webmaster and associates of ShadowGov.com, and by the way, that website will be now, it'll be only about the Clinton rapist protest. We're going to put this press release up there later today, and part of our itinerary will be up there, and the interview with the nurse, Norma Rogers, will be up there. Okay. The webmaster and associates of ShadowGov.com are thankful that the media imposes a double standard on conservative Christians and liberal leaders. We conservative Christians want to be held to a higher standard. Clinton's rape of Juanita provides irrefutable evidence of this double standard. Thus, we at ShadowGov.com will not give up exposing his crime. This double standard is a knife which can possibly pierce the conscience of a liberal whose heart is not yet fully hardened against all that is good and right. The liberal whose undying admiration does not diminish, regardless of extraordinary testimony that Bill Clinton is a rapist, that liberal has a last chance at redemption if he can be confronted to acknowledge that he is a sinner and that he approves of those who are most cruel to others. Denver's 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT talk show host, Bob Enyart. Well, that's a mouthful. That's sort of a title, right? How many words are in there? Denver's 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT talk show host, Bob Enyart, has conducted the only recorded media interview with Norma Kelsey, the nurse who found Juanita shortly after the rape, bruised, sobbing, and with lips swollen twice their size. That interview is available at kgov.com. Attached, please find a list of particulars reaffirmed in that interview, various details of which were reported once by the Wall Street Journal, Dateline NBC, and the Washington Post. Once! Isn't that something? A story like that, when you read those three media outlets, and there are hundreds in the country, you read those three media outlets, and you read the story, and the evidence seems overwhelming at a casual read, a careful read, the 20th read, that Clinton raped Juanita. And that's it. And the Wall Street Journal completely dropped it after saying that it was a fact. They didn't say that there was an allegation. They could have said, allegedly, Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick. What they said was to speak to the corroborating witnesses makes you realize that this was an event that in fact took place. And then they drop it. No follow-up. That's it. That's it. We had protested at the time in about 100 cities. New York City, San Diego, Kearney, Nebraska, all over the country. And we sent press releases, follow-ups, called the Wall Street Journal, saying we want to let you know some of the aftermath of your story. I mean, there are protests. Here in Denver, Colorado, we went to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Now, one of our crew members here, Doug McBurney, it's good he has an Irish name, right, Pops? Doug McBurney, that's an Irish name. And so McBurney called the Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade organizers and said we wanted to enter the parade. And so they entered us as a website. They never had that before. They were excited. Shadowgov.com. So we went. We had about 40 people carrying banners that said Clinton raped Juanita and handing out thousands of flyers. And you know what we did? We brought extra T-shirts, just like we're doing now in Little Rock. And people along the sides of the parade joined us so that by the end of the parade, we had almost 100 people marching with black shadowgov.com T-shirts. On the back, it says Judge Rightly is not some guy's name. In other words, Jesus said we're to judge rightly, and that's not some guy's name. It's a command to judge rightly. Jesus said, judge with righteous judgment, John 7:24, and expose wickedness, the New Testament says. And John the Baptist was arrested because he condemned Herod. He rebuked Herod for being sexually immoral and committing incest even. And adultery and with his brother Philip's wife. And that's somewhat in line with Bill Clinton, except what Bill Clinton did was even worse, to rape a campaign supporter, a woman who owned a nursing home at the time for 5 years. She was a successful, financially successful, liberal, Democratic supporter. And something happened in 1 hour that turned her from a supporter into someone who had a visceral hatred for Bill Clinton. So what happened that hour? And that bruised her face. And she ended up with swollen lips. So if these protests, if we were protesting against Ronald Reagan, let's say this story happened against Ronald Reagan, and we were doing protests like this, it would have been national news, NBC Nightly News, Tom Brokaw. The whole gamut of the mainstream media would have covered this. We might have made the cover of Time magazine with that St. Patrick's Day parade. We had another protest in Denver where we had hundreds of people marching all through Denver. Hundreds, carrying huge banners that said Clinton rapist. Hundreds of people. Protest in 143 cities, and now this week when the Clinton Library is opening, the grand opening, guess who's going to be there? It wouldn't be a party without Bob and Yurt Live. And even if this ends up just the tiniest note, the footnote in history, if that's all it is, Bill Clinton is not going to further mock his victims with silence from us. With silence from us. And when Hillary works to destroy the reputations of the women that her husband has victimized, she is setting back the cause of women a century. In fact, it wasn't that bad a century ago. That is just evil. And we're going to expose them for it, for whoever is willing to listen, and we'll encourage a few who will say there's still sanity in the world and will anger thousands. They're going to Little Rock. They're depressed, right? They're seeking psychoanalysis. They're depressed after losing the election to the Republicans. And so they're going to Little Rock now. They want to drown their sorrows and forget that conservatives even exist. And we're going to be right there. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-836-9278 in Brighton, Colorado. James, speak your mind.
Bob, how are you?
Doing well, sir.
I was at the parade. What was it? How many years ago? The St. Patrick's Day parade.
You were there. That was when? What month is St. Patty's Day?
Is that March?
March.
I think?
Yeah, every March. That was March 1999, 5 years ago.
Wow, I was there, and don't I wish I could be go with you down to Arkansas, Little Rock.
Oh wow! Well, hey, we've got we now. How many people do we have? I'm asking. 29 people going as of right now.
That's if I can't go, I want to send 100 of my little friends, little George Washington.
Oh, that's so nice of you, James.
If I can't be there, at least vicariously, I can help, support you guys getting down there. So
well, you can do that. That is so neat. So $100 from James in Brighton, Colorado. James, thank you so very much.
You bet.
All right.
I can't wait to hear how it turns out.
Okay, you will. And I'm going to put you on hold, and our call screener could get your information. So, okay. So, by the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So we are just now actually making the signs. We have all the material for the signs, and they're going to be large, very clear to read. You'll be able to read them from a city block away. And they say, Clinton raped Juanita, half of the large signs, and the other half say, Clinton rapist. And the one sign will say, rape, quote, in fact, took place, unquote, Wall Street Journal, 2/1999. We also have hundreds of business cards that we're going to leave all over the city. And the business cards will point people to the website, to the recorded interviews. By the way, that was a worldwide exclusive interview. The only recorded interview that Norma Rogers, the nurse, gave to any media outlet, she gave right here to Bob and Yurt Live. And we were thrilled to talk to her. And she's a neat Christian woman. And you need to listen to that if you haven't heard it. You need to listen to that. It'll be fascinating. All right. So when we go, it will be difficult to keep you guys informed on what's happening. So I'm going to encourage you to tune in a week from Monday to hear the update. Now, we've already done some shows for next week, and I think we'll have plenty of good programming for the week. But for the most part, you're going to have to wait for a week to get the feedback. Unless, of course, O'Reilly or Hannity and Combs, or who? How about Michael Savage? One of these shows pick up on our press release. Let's go to the phones in Florence, Colorado. George, speak your mind.
How are you doing today?
Doing well, George.
Hey, you know, all the rhetoric, the truth and stuff was out there through the election with Kerry and all this stuff about Clinton, and the newspapers don't report it.
Right.
It makes me wonder if the newspapers across this nation are even owned by Americans.
Well,
if they were American-owned, they would be reporting the truth.
Well, let me ask you a question, George. Do you think morally, do you think Americans are more righteous than foreigners or pretty typical or more evil?
Well, I think we're more, in a lot of cases, more ignorant probably.
No, but I'm not asking about ignorance. I'm asking about righteous. Do you think Americans, like our influence on the world, do we export more filth and perversion and abortion to the rest of the world, or is it mostly imported to us?
No, I don't think we probably do it more. I think we don't do no more than anybody else to stop it either.
Well, wait. There's a huge trade imbalance where we export far more perversion to the world than we import. Huge. It's a $1 billion export business every year. Our filth. Most of Hollywood is sexually filthy and undermines morality.
That's for sure.
And Hollywood is one of our main exports to the world. So your argument would be more persuasive if, lo and behold, Americans were more righteous than the rest of the world. But because we had more of a Christian foundation, our wickedness is more vile than the wickedness of most of the world. Thank you, George. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Now let's go to Aurora, Colorado. Dan, you're on Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob. I heard about the Clinton rape thing years ago.
Yeah.
And what year did this take place in?
This was 30 years ago when Bill Clinton was running.
Oh, yeah, back in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, he was running for governor. He was the attorney general.
Well, I had heard about that, and like a lot of people, I never really gave it that much thought. I thought there was, like, maybe not much to it because I wasn't hearing a lot about it.
Right.
But what I wanted to ask you was, what are these other allegations of, like, state troopers dying and stuff like that who knew about Bill Clinton?
I don't know much about that. I know that there are people who keep list of the bizarre happenings around the Clintons.
Yeah.
But and I guess you could look that up on the website. But a phenomenal number of people involved with Clinton, supporters, people who work for him, the highest governing official in the land to die in office in decades was Clinton's Vince Foster, the White House counsel.
Yeah.
And he died, and his body ended up in a park.
Yeah, no, I remember that. I remember there was a lot made out of that one, and I've always thought about that. That was strange.
Yeah. But who knows? I mean, I don't know. But Ron Brown, his commerce secretary, got killed in a plane crash. You know, just to list the people who died in plane crashes who were involved with Bill Clinton is quite a list. It's just bizarre. And I'm not saying he orchestrated these murders. I don't know. I'm not making that allegation, but it's pretty amazing to look at the list.
You know, you're right. And, you know, I always kind of thought that these kind of weird deaths may have been attributable to Republicans or conservatives. But now that I think about it, going back to LBJ and stuff, I kind of think probably the Democratic sides may be worse and probably much worse.
Well, they're more openly wicked, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. So we're getting ready to leave for Arkansas, and we now have 29 people going. And there are emails circulating in Arkansas and Little Rock among hardcore pro-lifers and anti-Clinton activists that we're on our way, and they're discussing in what way they can help us. So we're hoping to be able to report back to you a great success. And I want to thank you for tuning in this week and look forward to more shows. And if you can, tonight, come on out at 7 o'clock at Holly Hills Bible Church, 2400 South Holly. And Sunday morning, come on out to see us off from Denver Bible Church, 9:30 Sunday School, 11 o'clock church. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences, and check out Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school. 303-431-5653.